Our next guest on the show hit the Billboard charts in a big way in the early 80s. With this, the first of three top 40 hits for his band Frankie and the Knockouts. Sweetheart went all the way to the top 10, and then Frankie Previtt had great success as a songwriter, winning the Academy Award for his work on the motion picture Dirty Dancing, and Frankie joins us this afternoon. Frankie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, hearing that song again takes me back. That was such a great hit. You guys were so good, Frankie and the Knockouts. So talk a little bit about how the band got together in that really incredible music scene in New Jersey back in the late 70s and early 80s.
You know, that's an interesting story because I was in a band called Bull Angus back in the 70s, and this was more of a hard rock band. And then from that band, I was an R&B singer on Buddha Records, and I took those two sounds and I created a blue-eyed soul rock and roll band called Frankie and the Knockouts. But it really wasn't a band. It was the guitar player from Bull Angus, Billy Elworthy, and myself in my apartment in New Brunswick, New Jersey, writing songs. And he told me about a keyboard player, Blake Levinson. So Blake would come around every now and then, and we'd write a song. So I was, for about 2 years, trying to get a record deal and working on songs, and having a hard time getting another deal, getting a deal altogether. And Bert Cadell took my tape, and he did in about 3 weeks what I couldn't do. And so basically, I went and got a bunch of my buddies that I was doing demos with, go in and record once we got the deal on Millennium Records. And Jimmy Einer, who was the president, said to me, you know, you got a band? And I was like, oh yeah, I got a band. But really, it was me and Billy. And so we went in with a bunch of friends and we made a record. And all of a sudden, Sweetheart starts going up the charts. And Michael Kleffner, who was our manager, was managing the Jefferson Starship at the time. And he said, there's a show, a live television show called Fridays on Friday night. And why don't you watch that show? My other group's going to be on the Jefferson Starship. So I'm watching, and at the end of the show, Larry David comes on. He goes, and next week, special guest, Frankie and the Knockouts. And I'm like, oh, no, there's no band. It's just me and Billy. So Michael calls me. He goes, what do you think, dude? What do you think? And I'm like, Michael, they're just me and Billy. There's no band. He goes, you better have a band by next Friday because they're live on television. So I called the guys up that did the record, and our first gig together was live television Fridays. Our second gig was the next night on American Bandstand. Our third gig was the next day, Sunday, on Solid Gold. And Michael said, I just picked you up a tour. You start next week with the Beach Boys. And we had a week to rehearse a set and went out with the Beach Boys for 2 months. And that's how Frankie and the Knockouts started.
That's a heck of a weekend right there to get going. You mentioned Jimmy Einer a few years later. He reached out to you and said he was working on a movie, would like you to write some songs. And am I right that he told you that you could write a song that could change your life?
He did. A couple of years after he closed his label, he sold us to MCA Records, and that really didn't work out for us well with MCA. And that third record, which was a shame, making the point, never really got released. And so Jimmy called and said, listen, I've got this little movie I want you to write a song for. And at that time, I said to him, I don't really have time, Jimmy. He goes, make time. This is going to change your life. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to change my life. And so I had already written Hungry Eyes. That was the song that was on my demo reel that not one record label liked. They, just passed on that song. And so Jimmy said, I got a good feeling about this movie. And I said, so what's the name of the movie, Jimmy? And he goes, Dirty Dancing. And I put my hand on my forehead and I went, oh, my God, Jimmy's doing porn. He goes, no, it's a good little movie. And he gave me like a 5-minute description. And he said, the good news is I talked you into writing a song. The bad news is it's got to be 7 minutes long because it's for the last scene of the movie. So in the car on the Garden State Parkway, John DeNicola, who I wrote Hungry Eyes for, sent me a track. And I'm sitting in the Garden State Parkway, exit 140, going, "Nin in the name of my life, nin in the name of my life." And I'm scribbling "time of my life" on an envelope and really not knowing what this movie was about. So I have to always say this, the man upstairs wrote the song.
You know, we had Jennifer Warrens on our show a few months back and talked about that song and the many songs that she's done for motion pictures, but she's still got a real special place in her heart for that. And the great duet with Bill Medley, it fit, as you mentioned, it fit the film so well. And that's kind of what got Patrick Swayze's attention, right, when you guys met at the Oscars.
Yeah, he wanted to know, said, who wrote the song? I said, well, I did with, John. He goes, who sang the song? And I said, well, I did with Rochelle Capelli. And I said, why is all this so important? And he goes, because we had listened to 149 songs and we passed on every one of them, and we filmed out of sequence. This is an important fact here. And they filmed the last scene first. And he said, we didn't have a song, and we were like, let's get this movie over with. You know, it's going to be, just something we weren't into because we didn't have a song. And they had rehearsed the dance scene to a Lionel Richie track. Good song, but it wasn't an original song for that, for the movie. So he said the 150th cassette came in. We heard "Time of My Life," and we said, we're making the movie to that song. And he said, at the end of the day, we all just looked at each other and went, what just happened? What just happened? And they had such a great ending that he said the camaraderie did a 180, and the next day they filmed to me singing "Hungry Eyes." So the songs really helped pull the actors and the scenes in those particular parts of the movie together, which created a camaraderie between the actors and the music.
We're talking with Frankie Previtt here on Downtown. Well, that song won an Academy Award for you. The album, the soundtrack album, still one of the biggest selling albums in the history of music. And importantly for you, you made a great friend as well in Patrick Swayze.
You know what? I found out because I was able to do and meet with him at some charity events. And the guy, the character that he played, Johnny Castle, Patrick was playing himself, that kind of big-hearted, tough guy. That was really him. He was just a good, good soul, good guy, down to earth, and good people, and didn't deserve the fate that he ended up with.
Well, now you're doing a wonderful tribute in putting together this collection of Dirty Dancing demos, and you reached out to Lisa Swayze to try and make sure this benefits a wonderful cause that I'm sure Patrick would feel wonderful about.
Yeah, what I did was I have a couple of different ways that I'm working with the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and that's where Lisa Swayze donates her time. And so what I did was actually, on Facebook, if you went to Dirty Dancing Demos, or you can go to Frankie and the Knockouts, either on Facebook, either page. I have the original demos with me singing "Time of My Life" and "Hungry Eyes" that they filmed the movie to. And then I have also this collection, Frankie and the Knockouts collection, on Frankie and the Knockouts Facebook page that I'm donating. The money I've raised probably somewhere around $25,000 to $30,000 in the sale of these. I call them a little piece of history if you're a Dirty Dancing fan.
No question about it. And all helping the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Well, Frankie, thank you so much for the great music. It brought a lot of joy to a lot of people through the years, and now doing a really wonderful thing for people here with the Dirty Dancing demos and the Frankie and the Knockouts collection. So check it out on Facebook. Frankie, great to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Richard, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.